As John Yoshefsky Jr. begins his first full day in office as Baltimore County Executive, he's facing the possibility of needing to raise taxes or cut the county budget, or both. This comes as Yoshefsky is promising a closer working relationship with the county council. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Democratic Councilman Tom Quirk says a tax increase needs to happen in 2019. He sums it up like this.
We really put 16 years of spending into 8 years of county executive.
That's a reference to former county executive Kevin Kamenetz's $1.3 billion plan to build and renovate schools. Quirk says it needed to be done, and now it's time to pay for it. After his inaugural Monday, Yoshefsky signed an executive order establishing a 7-member Blue Ribbon Commission to study the budget. Yoshefsky says he will pick 4 of the members. The county council will get to pick the other 3.
We want this to be collaborative. We want this to be something where we're open and having honest conversations about where we are in the budget process.
Kamenetz was a Democrat, and the Republicans on the county council often groused about the lack of communication and transparency coming from the county executive. Yoshefsky promises that will change and has already met individually with each council member. Republican Councilman Todd Crandall is encouraged.
We're both Dundalk guys. We've known each other for a long time, and we've always had a good, cordial relationship.
Republican Councilman Wade Catch represents the conservative rural 3rd District, a district he says has been overlooked for years by the Democrats running the show in Towson.
Those days are over. This administration is very open, and this administration will work across party lines.
But soon, when it comes to the county budget and taxes, the relationship between the county executive and county council will be tested. Yoshefsky will send his first budget proposal to the council in April. Neither Catch nor Crandall is embracing the idea of raising taxes.
How do we pay for these things that the citizens of Baltimore County want and deserve, again, without raising taxes? So, you know, we need to take a serious look at both revenues and spending.
During the campaign, Yoshefsky said raising taxes would be a last resort. In an interview with WYPR before his swearing in, Yoshefsky promised to be transparent with taxpayers when it comes to how money is being raised and spent.
Taxpayers deserve us to do a full audit of potential efficiencies, any waste, so that we can find and squeeze and wring savings. Programs that work, we should double down on, and programs that don't, we need to eliminate and stop funding.
Another reason for transparency is to get taxpayers involved and to buy in if the county needs to raise taxes or cut its budget or both. County Council Chairman Julian Jones, a Democrat, says most county residents he talks to believe they get a good deal for their tax dollars.
I think they'll be willing to entertain whatever we put on the table.
And Quirk, who chairs the council's Spending and Affordability Committee, says if the county does not take action to fix the budget in 2019, a downgrade of its AAA bond rating is a sure bet.
If we get downgraded because we fail to act, it means every single dollar that we borrow, we still need to borrow the same dollars, but now we pay a higher interest rate. And so from a county taxpayer standpoint, now government's costing us more money to do the same exact thing.
In his inaugural speech, Yoshefsky promised to be honest with the county. He said the challenges ahead are significant and real, but they can be solved. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.